But there's no tears in heaven, just on the other side. On this side of the river, there's a warfare we must fight. But there is peace forever, just on the other side. Just on the other side, beyond the river wide. Sometimes it seems so far away, but I'll be there by and by. Up on that ship of Zion, I'm gonna take a ride. Where there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side. On this side of the river, I tossed about and tried. And I want to cross on over there to the other side. Here Satan's round to tear me down with all his power and might. But he'll be gone, he won't be found, just on the other side.
Just on the other side, beyond the river wide. Sometimes it seems so far away, but I'll be there by and by. I'm on that ship of Zion, I'm gonna take a ride. Where there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side.
When I finally cross the river, there to the other side. Over there I'll be delivered and everything's gonna be alright. I'll see the face of Jesus and my loved ones who have died. For them has been defeated just on the other side.
Just on the other side, beyond the river wide. Sometimes it seems so far away, but I'll be there by and by. Up on that ship of Zion, I'm gonna take a ride. Where there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side. Just on the other side, beyond the river wide. Sometimes it seems so far away, but I'll be there by and by. Up on that ship of Zion, I'm gonna take a ride. Where there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side. Up on that ship of Zion, I'm gonna take a ride. Where there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side. No, there's no trouble or dying, just on the other side.
Alan Cross, Tony McGee, Julia North, Mike Davis, and John North. They make up a group called The Redeemed, and that's their song, Just on the Other Side. Welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one from the Kingdom Heirs. It's called He Had to Rise. You are listening to the best of gospel music on Gospel Time.
He didn't have to open the eyes of the blind to prove that he was Lord. And he knew they'd still doubt him if he fed 5,000 with a lunch of one little boy. To cleanse every leper wouldn't settle forever the fact that God had come down. There'd be only one proof that he was telling the truth when his body was laid in the ground. He had to the chains of evil and my strife. And if he had not risen, there'd be no hope for heaven, no chance for eternal life. But since he has conquered death's sting forever, I now have reason to shout. 'Cause from a dark, lonely tomb, the brightest sunlight broke through when my Savior
In the 27th Psalm, verse 1, God's Word says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, we must admit that sometimes we become easily afraid in the darkness of uncertain times. We ask, dear Lord, that you would remind us that you are always there to serve as our light and that we have no need to fear. Help us to remember, Lord, that nothing is uncertain or unknown or impossible for you. Thank you, Lord, for always being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Call Jesus anytime. you always get real quiet and walk away when Ed starts up with his jokes. What's up with that?
I don't know. I guess I just don't go for his kind of humor sometimes.
You gotta admit, he's got some pretty funny ones. Nothing's wrong with a good laugh, right, Jack?
Well, no, I don't know. I guess it's just a matter of taste.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a matter of taste.
Did you ever have an opportunity to share your faith and find that your mouth just would not work? It seems that often we're very reluctant to verbalize our faith. It's true that we need to exercise good judgment in witnessing, but Peter wrote that we should always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. I'm Mary Welchel, encouraging you to look for your opportunities to tell what Jesus means to you today. Make your workplace your mission field.
This has been a Workday Word from the Christian Working Woman, Wheaton, Illinois.
Here's a song now from Mincer, White, and Cheney. It's called Quiet Time on Gospel Time.
If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I knew all the mysteries of the future, and knew everything about everything but didn't love others, what good would I be? And if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak to a mountain and make it move, without love, I would be no good to anybody. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would be of no value whatsoever. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it has been wronged. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 2 through 7 from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation, for those who thirst.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now in Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Just a walk with thee. Just a walk. Just a take. Hey, neighbor.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah,
hey,
great.
Did you hear about that armored truck that lost $1.2 million over on I-40 this morning?
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, seriously.
They lost that much money?
Yeah, I guess people were pulling over, grabbing some cash, and driving off.
You're kidding.
You believe that?
Hey, that gives a whole new meaning to drive-through banking, doesn't it?
That's true. Hey, the police, they're not going to have any trouble finding those people,
no.
though. You know why?
Why?
They're going to be at the most expensive stores.
Temptation. Some would say driving behind an armored truck that lost a load of cash was just good luck. The Bible, though, has a different twist on temptation. It's not an opportunity to be seized. Rather, temptation is to be resisted. Temptation doesn't lead to satisfaction, but to ruin. Luke chapter 4 tells how Jesus overcame temptation. The same rationale we face when tempted flooded his mind and body too. But he showed us how to win over the lure of temptation in Luke chapter 4, a thought from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
All right, let's call on Legacy 5 for their song entitled, He Forgets. You are listening to Gospel Time.
The first time he divided the night from the day, he remembers. The moment the first star was set into place, he remembers. He knows each drop of water that fills up the sea. Like I'm his only child, he remembers me.
But he forgets the sins he took to the cross. When he sees I can't pay, he forgets the cost. He knows who all that I've done.
When I come to him and confess,
some way, somehow,
he forgets. Guilty heart I brought him when I was so lost, I remember. My weakness and all of the heartache I caused, I remember. But with a touch of his mercy and a moment of grace, the next thing I know, my past is erased.
Who I am and all that I've done.
When I come to him and confess,
some way, somehow, he forgets the sins he took to the cross. When he sees I can't pay, he forgets the cost. He knows who I am and all that I've done.
When I come to him and confess,
some way, somehow, he forgets. He forgets the sins he took to I can't pay. He forgets the cost. He knows who I am and all that I've done.
But when I come to him and confess,
some way, somehow, he forgets.
Just one more mile. One more mile.
God will take you as far as you want to go, as fast as you want to go. This is Elizabeth George. To be that woman of your dreams, that woman after God's own heart, is up to you. Scripture says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You decide what you will or will not do, whether you'll grow or not. And you also decide the rate at which you'll grow. Will it be hit and miss? Or what I call the measles rate, a sudden rash here or there? Do you believe you can be a woman of God? With God's grace and in His strength, you can.
Okay, let's continue with our music. Time for one more song. Let's bring on Brian Free and Assurance. Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.